I say it all the time. I'll say it again. Wayne's here. I'll say it while he's here. The Strauss Heart Drops. The Heart Drops are the most profound product that we've ever sold on the Power Mom in 20 years, going back to Joyce. You talk about miraculous results, unbelievable results, people reporting to us, you know, legs saved, what have you. It's the most profound product that we've ever sold, period. The Strauss name, the Strauss family, their natural approach, it just amazes me. Like, we're talking about CardioCom before the break. CardioCom was invented, or formulated, I should say, over 200 years ago. Over 200 years ago, it was formulated. And it's been used ever since for a couple centuries. I mean, George Washington was, Thomas Jefferson was still alive when Strauss CardioCom was invented. That gives you any idea. Do you think it works? Do you think it's proven itself over time? Absolutely. We're talking about CardioCom. Just wrap a bow on CardioCom, and then there's another issue that we want to talk about going on. Just who should take CardioCom? Who should look at this?
Well, Daniel, it's not a supplement that you take every day. My arrhythmia got fixed. I took it for 3 months. It was a T form back in those days. 20-odd years ago. My friend Joe now, he was in much worse health than me. He was 5 months, and he had the craziest irregular heartbeat, like a pinball machine. It was just crazy, his arrhythmia. Lucky for him, he didn't feel it. I felt every one of my race beats 24 hours a day. It drove me crazy, really, for years. I'm glad Joe didn't feel his, or he'd have been more stressed than I'm sure he was. But so it really, it's like a refit, Daniel. It's like a rebuild for the heart and the heart cells. Strauss Heart Drops will get the blood to the heart. That's crucial, carries the oxygen. And the CardioCom, just a great, and if you have irregular heartbeat, you know, I swear to you with my life, it works. I continue to have football players, friends of mine, Daniel, that are experiencing arrhythmia. It's funny. It either happens in your, you know, earlier on, but as late as 60, some of these guys, 60 years old. My one good buddy, he was 64 when his started up, but fixed, you know, doesn't have it anymore, painlessly, economically. I mean, the alternatives to this stuff, Daniel, no disrespect to them, but the Western medicine's alternatives to these heart ailments are something, and the pills are for life. You're a million-dollar baby. Same thing with the kidney blood pressure from Strauss. Old formula, simple what it does. Kills bacteria in the kidney, the several antibiotic herbs in that formula, and cleanses the kidney. And, you know, if you think of it as the filters on your tractor, your furnace, your car, your truck, it's the same thing. If you didn't maintain them, something will go wrong eventually, and our body's no different. It's perfect, our body. But because of many things around us, chemicals and all, our behavior, so on and so forth, we don't maintain our bodies. And so these formulas, those three formulas, heart drops, kidney blood pressure, CardioCom, I'd recommend to anyone with cholesterol, with diabetes, with high blood pressure, if you've had open heart surgery, angioplasty, stents, any issue whatsoever, those three formulas, Daniel, they are a 1, 2, 3 incredible knockout, and your satisfaction is guaranteed by the Strauss Company. You cannot be unhappy and go without your money back. So,
nothing to lose. Exactly. Let me add something to that. I didn't have any of those symptoms. I had none of those symptoms, and the heart drops have been fantastic for me. And I've not taken the CardioCom. I do want to try that, the CardioCom, but the kidney and the heart drops, I've taken a lot of heart drops, and a big difference I've noticed with the heart, I didn't have a crease in my ear. I've noticed more energy. I've noticed stuff going on in my body. I've noticed, especially lately, I've increased the dose. I like went through it's like my body was ready for it or something. I don't know. It was like intuitive, and now I'm coughing up phlegm all the time.
Yeah, think of it this way, Daniel, that no, you haven't had a problem. It doesn't look, you don't have earlobe creases. It doesn't appear that you have, you know, any kind of serious health trouble. You don't have angina. You don't have big plaque buildup and blood restriction. And let's pretend you only have 10% restricted blood flow. No doctor would treat that, as far as I know. If you had just 10%. They bypass if you're blocked, if you're 80% blocked, 60% blocked. They don't do anything for 10%. Now, how much different do you think your body would run with 10% less blood than it wants and was built for, or full blood flow? How about your car? It wants so much fuel, but you're going to rig it so it's only going to get less than so much. So, you know what the common result is for people, Daniel, and you were one of them, you told me, is more energy. That's what everyone says, whether they had a problem to start with or not. I don't know of anybody in all these years that didn't say, my God, it's when I wake up and I don't sleep in anymore. I sleep like a baby. I'm this, I'm that. It's been quite an incredible experience for me, what people have reported back to me at lectures and on the radio and, of course, in person. And so I can't say enough good about these formulas and the Strauss craft of creating these, Daniel, you know that. Do you know, the Strauss heart drops got so popular for our number one killer, heart disease and stroke, that the company stopped making all other formulas. I'm not sure exactly, but 10 years ago, maybe less than 10, but not more than 10 years ago. And heart drops now are in, I'm not sure how many countries, but 7 I know of. They're such a flagship product that they actually stopped making the other formulas. I'm proud to say I was partly helped convince them to bring back these 5 that they are bringing back, the cardiocalm, kidneys already back, and the bladder and prostate. We're going to have prostate, Uncle Kevin, within a week or so. They're waiting for droppers, they told me. So we're going to have that soon, and that's great product, Daniel. Saved my dad from losing his, saved mine, and I can't tell you how many other people's years ago were saved, their prostate saved from being removed with that formula. So these are exciting things.
Last thing before we get to this other subject, I used to take them, just put them in water and drink them, and not much happened. When I started taking the heart drops under my tongue and taking a lot of them, I totally noticed. It stressed how should we take them, how important it is that we put it under our tongue.
Always best under the tongue, Daniel, because your body knows what to do with everything natural. So the more you need it at that moment, at that dose, the faster it'll absorb under your tongue directly into your bloodstream. Some people that have angina or heart disease are given nitro spray or tablets, and they do it under their tongue so it goes as quickly as possible into their bloodstream. Well, it's the same thinking for the heart drops. Now, what's the difference between that and just swallowing them? Because after a minute or so, just swallow the balance anyway. The only difference is it goes through the digestive process before it can be dispatched by our body to go where it's needed.
Yeah, you lose. You lose some of its effectiveness. Yeah, you lose some of the effectiveness.
Yeah, you could. You're certainly delaying it, Daniel. That's all. You're delaying it. So best under your tongue.
I certainly notice the difference. I notice the big difference. You put it under your tongue, leave it there 30 seconds to a minute. That's what I did, and I do it 2 or 3 times a day, and I notice stuff. You do that, you're going to notice stuff happen, and I believe. That's what happened for me. I don't know what's going to happen for you. That's what happened for me. We got about 15 minutes. One of the big we talked about this off air. One of the big problems that we see, especially with this whole COVID situation, is fear, that we have a population in fear. Talk about that dynamic a little bit and how important it is to understand what is being done to us with that manipulation.
Well, Daniel, it just seems to me by the things that are absent from the news reports, we're now to be afraid because young people are getting it, the young teenagers and college kids that were having fun being together and so forth, they're getting it. What's absent is the number of deaths, the number of hospitalizations. They're supposed to be testing 700,000 people a day in America. All right, well give us some meaningful statistics. Not that there's 10,000 new infections in Florida today, and there's 10,000 new ones in Texas. How many of them, as well, is a fairly important point in my opinion, knew they had it? How many of them had symptoms? Are we really down here to a death rate like influenza B, which also won't kill you unless you have a very weak immune system or you have something else considerably serious wrong with you? Diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, cancer, high blood pressure, That was above lung disease. The high blood pressure was, according to their figures, 8.4 people out of 100. So healthy people with strong immune systems, I believe we're going to find, are the ones that, infected or not, had no symptoms, either didn't catch it or had no symptoms and sailed through it. I was never aware anyone got a flu virus and had no symptoms until this virus and all the reports. I thought everyone had some symptoms when you get influenza B, but apparently not. And my belief today is that there's been still, we're still below the top range of the people that's killed by influenza B annually, if you believe today's figures, and we've been pretty clear about that. I certainly do not. And I talked to a bunch of people, as you know, like you do, Daniel, and the average estimate from the people I've respected that I've talked to has been 85 to 90% skewed. That's what their belief is. Some of them are doctors. Some of them are scientists. You know, it just all doesn't add up. But anyway, they've done a great job of scaring us. They continue to with these, you know, incomplete reports of how many infected's found today. It's like this is like the plague. Here comes another wave going to, you know, kill millions of people. And it doesn't appear to be that. Jim Strauss, Daniel, would say, there's only one way to get immune from this. That's to be exposed to it. And if your immune system's good and strong, great. If it's not, you get sick. If it's really poor, you might die. But that's nature's way of having us become immune. We're made partially of viruses and bacteria, Daniel. So that's the natural way, the proper way. Jim always told me that he would never be vaccinated. And I said, why? And he raised his voice and said, because I'm not going to be injected with a cocktail of germs that I'm trying to avoid.
And good point.
I just agree with that. That's common sense to me. It has scared me when people mentioned mandatory vaccines, because I may be doing this show with you from a jail cell, Daniel. I don't know, but I'm not having that vaccine. I'm telling you right now, and I'm just scared to death of it. I might be one of the ones that gets killed by it. They haven't tested it. But people are afraid today, and they've managed to scare the bejesus out of almost everybody, and that's what they're continuing to do with incomplete information, stressing on the shocking numbers and not giving you all the numbers, in my opinion. So this product that Dr. Pfeiffer created, Tranquil, it is very smartly put together, created, Daniel, with vitamins, with herbs. Dr. Pfeiffer took 5 years from start to finish to do the Tranquil for anxiety and the REM sleep for sleeping issues. And I'll tell you, I have a bigger personal study going with the REM sleep. It's 45 people, 44 are sleeping like logs. You know, the fellow been on it the longest is the former U.S. Army captain that's had PTSD from Bosnia for 25 years, hasn't missed a night's sleep, off 4 out of his 5 pills he was taking at night. And, of course, it's all natural and nothing there to harm you. So
how's his life? Let me ask you about him. How has his life changed? How is he doing health-wise now that he's sleeping so much better?
The first thing that happened to him is those big black circles, sacks underneath his eyes went away. First, the skin, just like my friend Nikki, too, who was, geez, terrible sacks he had. He's 71 now, just worked hard all his life, and big black sacks. First thing was the black disappeared. It was his normal skin color. And then much of the sack, I'm calling it, but the heavily, you know, it wrinkles and actually becomes a little, looks like a sack. That, he looks much normally. He looks younger. He says this is unbelievable, sleeping every night, and how he feels in the morning, Daniel. And so the other people have reported the same thing. It's Dr. Pfeiffer put just enough melatonin in this formula to help you get to sleep. From there, these other ingredients, vitamins, minerals, and various herbs, are to get to the source of the problem. And once you're asleep, to let you sleep well and soundly. You know, if you're just knocked out by melatonin or something else, that isn't proper rest. You were knocked out. You were sedated. These heavy sleeping pills, And by the way, why is it that those are less effective over time? You either need to take more or find a different type. Why? Because they're not going to fix the problem. They're trying to deal only with the symptom of poor sleep. Dr. Pfeiffer's gone to the root of the problem. He took the Strauss approach. Let's see what's wrong here. What herbs, you know, and went that approach. And wonderful formulas. Folks, when you are afraid, it's a proven fact. That's the only human emotion where humans are unable to properly use their own God-given common sense. What we do, we have a fight or flight reaction. I mean, don't think some football players aren't scared when there's 400 or 300 pounders coming at them at top speed, or that soldiers who are out in harm's way don't get scared. But they need to be able to use their common sense. And that's the one emotion, fear, where we aren't able to properly use our common sense. We either flight, run, or fight. And most people are not fighting, Daniel. Most people are flighting and
hiding.
And you know, isolation, yeah. Not exposing themselves, wearing masks. I passed a couple the other day, a married couple, both wearing the mask in their own car. I mean, that's scared beyond any reasonable common sense. Surely they're not wearing them in their house where they live together, but who knows?
Who knows? Do you think, I'm of the opinion, I've talked to enough people, I think, I don't know if it's depression or anxiety, maybe anxiety is the better word. I think anxiety in general, that may be the least diagnosed or most undiagnosed condition in America. People are stressed and they're anxious and they're really not handling it well or hitting it head on. They're avoiding it and, you know, the drinking or whatever. They're not doing healthy things to help them. Do you share a similar belief or what's your thought on that?
Absolutely, Daniel, anxiety, you bet. And here, I think it's going to be, at the end of the day, the most costly fallout arising from this coronavirus is the mental health. You know, anxiety is, what do you want to, in layman's terms, anxiety can be the little brother or the infant depression. And generally, yeah, the person feels anxiety and stress before they're diagnosed as fully depressed or chronically or clinically depressed. You know, you don't want to get to that stage, Daniel. It's not a joke. And it seems to me mental health in our society, that's the one that keeps on taking from us. The poor souls that have it, they're not being cured by, for the most part. They're being somewhat controlled or dumbed down with pharmaceuticals, but, you know, there's no cure for any of this stuff. The cure is not to get these ailments. That's the only cure, is to have a strong immune system, have a good frame of mind, exercise, Daniel. Going for a walk burns up, even a stroll burns up what I always call bad energy. You know, the sun will come up again tomorrow, and I know there's a lot of stress today. A lot of folks don't know if they got a job to go back to, Daniel. They're suffering the financial pressure of not working now. These are real worries, but, you know, folks, we can't let them get us down. Go for extra walks. Breathe deep. Clear your mind so that you can plan your next steps, and maybe you're going to start a home business. That's going to be very popular now, and it's smart because you put two overheads in one, and some of the people that are in at-home businesses, they're able to get through with a lot less than those that have an overhead of a shop or a store.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or an establishment. So, you know, just you, God give you a good brain. We all got to use them, and if we're too scared, we're not able to use our common sense and figure things out.
No, absolutely. So,
quite fear.
I tell people, you know, especially with the REM sleep, with the Tranquil. I've not tried the Tranquil yet. I know people that have had fantastic results. Hey, if any of this resonates with you, if any of this sounds like you may benefit from it, just try it. They're not very expensive. We got them on sale over at the Power Mall. Try a bottle. See how you feel. See what happens. And, you know, there's a lot of people who've done this that have had really good results. Matthew Pfeiffer, Dr. Pfeiffer, is a pretty sharp guy, and try it out, especially the REM sleep. If you wake up in the morning groggy, try that REM sleep. If you get a little anxious,
Daniel,
go ahead.
We got to get people away from chemicals, too, as much as possible. Chemicals and genetically modified foods, Jim Strauss always taught. yes. are the leading causes of cancer, the main causes. Now, this iron earth, which is natural right out of the ground, you can get it at the Power Mall. Daniel, I've been involved with this iron earth for 3 years with community gardens and so forth, and ate many of the vegetables from my son's own gardens. And it is something. If you don't want to eat chemicals anymore, these boys and all the trials they've done from Japanese maples on down the line, vegetables, boy, what it does for the vegetables, it's how they used to taste, and crisp and bountiful. And you know what I love, Daniel? I'm not, when I eat produce from those gardens, I'm not eating any chemicals, and I'm getting all the minerals that the plant was supposed to have, because iron earth remineralizes your soil. And each year, your soil just gets richer and richer because of the portion the plants don't use. Whatever you're planting, flowers, green peppers, whatever your garden has, there'll be residual leftovers. And at the community garden in the third year, it was just something incredible what these folks had. Our administrator had in his apartment, he just had a little 3 foot or 4 foot long flower box on the little balcony. That's all he had. And he had the same soil and he never changed it. And for 3 years, he planted a few potted flowers, you know, to have something nice there. And they died each year. I said to him, Jim, don't change your soil. He said, oh, I think I should. It must be no value in it. I said, let's try something. But this is a couple of years ago, Daniel. Put the iron earth in it. Then go get the flowers you used to get, plant them. He was blown away, Daniel. He had beautiful, colorful, blooming flowers for the whole season using the same old soil. So people will change their soil and think that, oh, this will make a big difference. If the minerals aren't there in the soil, they aren't there for the plants. And if they're not there for the plants, they're not there for you when you eat them. So
well, there you go. There's
iron
the music.
Earth, great.
Iron earth. You,
iron
anything
earth,
you grow,
the Power Mall.
Try the iron earth. Anything that you grow will be helped by that iron earth. The Tranquil, the REM sleep, the, of course, the heart drops. The CardioCom and the kidney support all at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Hey, thank you, Wayne.
All the best.
Dr. Corsi on the other side. Jerome Corsi. Stay tuned.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877
1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
After having our next guest on, I've really enjoyed our time and really got to know him a little bit and think that you will enjoy him as well. Dr. Jerome Corsi is an investigative journalist. He's a senior staff writer for several websites. He is the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, many other books, of course, The Obama Nation and Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. And he's been right in the middle of a lot of big news stories. We're excited to have him. Dr. Jerome Corsi, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back with you. I always enjoy being with you. Thank you.
The first question I'm going to ask you is about Roger Stone. And, you know, you can comment on his case or whatever, anything you want. But I look at it and I wonder, does Jerome look at Roger and think that could have been me? That could have been me? Do you think that?
Well, they wanted it to be me. There's no doubt they wanted it to be me. The Mueller team demanded that they were going to say either do this plea agreement that you lied to us. You know, they thought I had contact with Julian Assange and that I gave that to Roger Stone. It was critical to their Russian collusion story, which was all a hoax. I didn't have contact with Julian Assange. And they gave me this plea deal. I said, well, I was lying. And if I had done their plea deal, that would have made their case. I couldn't, you know, my wife woke up and said one morning, we're going through all this, because they were going to put me to a judge and jury in Washington, D.C. They were charged me with obstruction of justice and try to get a 25-year sentence. I would die in prison. That's what they were threatening me with. And I said, well, you know, I cannot. My wife woke up and she said, I'd rather spend the rest of your life visiting you in prison than, you know, than have you not be the man I married. I said, okay, Monica, if you believe that, I'm going to tell him to take a hike. I'm not going before a federal judge and pleading to God that I committed a crime I didn't commit. I told them to take a hike, and they never did indict me.
I don't think people understand how so much of what they were trying to do hinged on you, and you stood up to them and said them no. I don't think people understand that.
They don't. They don't understand. I tried to explain it in many interviews, but they say I was one of the last people they were interviewing, and I was. They thought they could break me, and I was going to be the key to their case. They were going to have their case all wrapped up with me. They were going to tie it up with a bow. And I said, no, I did not. I had no contact with Roger Stone. I mean, they just couldn't believe it because, see, in July and August 2016, it was our 25th wedding anniversary. We took a trip to Italy. And in that trip, I had time. I figured out that Assange had Podesta's emails. He had just released a lot of emails on Debbie Wasserman Schultz around the Democratic National Convention in 2016, and he said he had more. And I figured he had Podesta's because that's what anybody would have stolen if they got in there, I thought. And it made sense to me. And I was telling people what I thought, including Roger. And they were absolutely certain that I knew so precisely what Assange had. I've been studying Podesta a long time and how Assange was going to use these emails. I even predicted he would do it in October and drip them out day by day. When he started, he'd have enough to go all the way to the election. But again, I've been studying Assange for a long time. These were not startling conclusions as far as I was concerned. And I didn't need anybody to tell me. I just happened to be right. And, you know, I made it sound
about,
like I had sources. Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to pin on you that you knew Assange and you made the connection that you were neck deep into the whole Russian hoax. And you mentioned
exactly.
The word hoax. Go ahead.
No, it is a hoax. I mean, it never happened the way I tried to explain to the Mueller people, you know, these prosecutors who were absolutely political. They weren't interested. I said, I don't think Russia stole the emails. I can prove it to you. They said, Dr. Corsi, we're not interested in your theories about who stole the emails. So maybe
but they were interested in your other theories, though, just not that one.
Yeah, just not that one.
Now, you used the word hoax. The evidence has certainly come out, Strzok, Page, whatever. I mean, they all but said, there is no collusion here. Where are we going to go with this? We have nothing. They've all but said that in the evidence. Is there any retribution that is going to come to these people for this witch hunt?
Well, that's what we are remaining to see. I continue to believe that there will be indictments, although I've been angry at Barr. I've repeatedly kind of counted him down, you know, 470 days since he was attorney general, no indictments. I saw yesterday when he was questioned before the Judiciary Committee in the House that I think he's finally getting angry at these people and realizing the extent to which the Democrats have gone off the cliff. The Democrats are now out in the open, Marxist, Maoists. They hate the United States. They're revolutionaries. They want to have a communist revolution, and they're just out in the open with it and their hatred of Donald Trump. And you know, the bureaucracy is all controlled by the globalists, by this international, you know, beyond the U.S. They think the U.S. is outmoded, our Constitution needs to be replaced. And Obama packed the bureaucracy, you know, so Black Lives Matter is not a charity. It's not registered as a 501c3 or 4. It's not even registered as a corporation in California. And the state of New York says Black Lives Matter cease and desist from raising money as a charity. The IRS has done nothing. So the IRS is as corrupt as it was during the Tea Party days. The Justice Department, the FBI, they're all politically motivated. The military, you get Esper saying that he thinks that this is peaceful protest. I mean, and it doesn't think that the military should be used to infringe upon the protest rights, the right of peaceful assembly of the Black Lives Matter. I'm saying, wait, what, peaceful assembly? These people destroyed Washington, D.C. They destroyed New York. They want to burn down a federal courthouse in Portland. And yesterday in the hearing, all we heard was, but the peaceful protesters are getting gassed. Well, you know, maybe the peaceful protesters ought to think that they're just being used as a foil or as a cover by the revolutionary anarchists who are intending to destroy the government. I mean, defund the police, defund the prisons, burn down the courthouses. Sounds like a Maoist revolution to me. You know, who's going to want to live in that kind of an America?
Statues being torn down, it's like Mao's color revolution. I mean, when you grew up, did you think you would see this in the United States of America?
No, but I never thought I would see America go godless either. And in the recent years, and I think this has been the, you know, what we should be doing is defunding the universities, defunding the teachers' unions.
Ooh.
That's who should be defunded.
That's the worst institution. I couldn't agree with you more. That is, you want to name one institution that's a problem with this country? I would say the church's lack of forcefulness on their values and the schools teaching basically communist and socialism to students. That's what I would say.
Yeah, and the Catholic Church has now got a socialist pope. They're wanting to break laws with immigration, thinking that, you know, borders mean nothing. And they're teaching liberation theology in many of these churches these days. They're not teaching Bible any longer. They're teaching a form of liberation theology, and it just doesn't make any sense to do that. I mean, this is ridiculous. So you've got a situation where we have allowed the country to become godless. We've allowed the country to be controlled by this political correctness. And, you know, the LGBT agenda is now having transvestites doing story hour, not wearing any underwear. I mean, this is so insane. If somebody wants to be a transvestite, I don't care. I've lived in New York. How many people do you think I've worked with of varying sexual orientations? I don't bother to inquire. But, you know, God will take care of them. But I don't want an LGBT agenda taught to preschool or, you know, young children who don't have any concept of sexuality at all.
Where are the parents?
They're going to normalize pedophilia.
Yeah, where are the parents on this? In California, they're teaching 4 years old that they don't have genders. They're teaching 10 years old about letting them have abortions in school. Where are the parents on this?
Well, the parents don't want to be called a name. They don't want to be called racist, and so they go along with it. And they don't really inquire and think of it. The kids have got to understand that this is insane. I mean, some of these young kids, I look at them, and they're looking at these, you know, transvestites teaching them, and they're like, you know, mommy, what is this? What's going on here? It doesn't. The kids are born with a sense of right and wrong. They're born with a natural ability to understand what's bizarre. And when you make the bizarre normal, you know, often ask myself, why did, you know, ancient Rome abandon the pagan gods and go to Christianity, which was this pacifist religion, and it didn't have an army, they couldn't beat them. And I finally decided that what happened was that the mothers in ancient Rome got tired of seeing their children made into pedophiles and all kinds of these bizarre sexual practices that they were preyed on. The mothers had had enough of it. They said, we're done with this. Christianity came along and promised values and family, and the mothers of Rome embraced it.
Well, you mentioned Podesta's emails. Talk about pedophilia. I don't, you know, I'm not trying to push you in a corner, but I mean, what is it that the government? We hear rumors about Wiener's laptop is full of all kind of incriminating things. We hear that this goes deep. That the movie Taken is just is art imitating life. I mean, how deep does this go from your extent?
Well, I think what we got here is a situation where the pedophilia is much more rampant than we know, and so is the sexual trades and sexual, you know,
human trafficking,
slavery, trafficking. That and the Epstein case, I think, is just the tip of the iceberg. But if you know, now we've got this Maxwell woman in prison. She supposedly got all these CDs of sexual bizarreness with children. And I'm told that I'm told Communist China has copies, Russia has copies, that they're all over the place. They're going to surface somehow or other. But when they do, the realization of how much of the Hollywood elite and other elites, New York and the coastal elites, have been involved in pedophilia, I think is going to shock people. Certainly the stories coming out of Hollywood of these young children actors, who men and women, get preyed upon sexually. There's too much that's already made public to know that it is a serious problem. And I wrote a book in 2013 on the ACLU, which, of course, was a communist organization from the very beginning and determined to destroy God. The founders of the ACLU were all about communists. And I saw where they were going with the LGBT agenda, and I predicted in that book in 2013 that their next frontier would be pedophilia. They would try to normalize sex with children. You had these groups like Normal and all these other groups out there.
NAMBLA.
MAMBLA, all these other groups out there who are pushing, you know, an agenda of marijuana and drugs and sex with children. And it was the elite coastal, you know, both New York and Washington and Hollywood and San Francisco, and both coastal elites were way over the ledge in terms of really rejecting Judeo-Christian values and rejecting the Constitution. So it was prime setup for a Maoist revolution, which is what we're seeing in Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, I mean, you look at the people who are protesting right now in Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and they're largely white. They get arrested, and, you know, over a third of them are teachers, and the others are just, wow, you know, radical kids who are basically living in the basements of their parents' or grandparents' home. And, you know, we trained a whole generation to be anti-American, to think that we are an evil country because of slavery, and getting, you know, this is a Marxist interpretation of history which exploits race. You know, Black Lives Matter only when it's a white policeman who kills in the interaction of unarmed black male. And there's maybe 10 or 15 of those incidents that occur in a year. But Black Lives Matter doesn't seem to care about blacks on blacks violence, or the children in minority communities like Chicago and the other cities that get killed by random bullets when each weekend a number of people are murdered. I mean, the sufferers in removing the police are going to be the minority communities. And if you take a look at these Democratic cities and states, it's truly a Maoist revolution where they've got enclaves. I'd say at least 10 states today are questionably part of the federal of the union, because they don't, you know, the governor and the mayor in Portland, Oregon, want the federal officers to leave the city so the hooligans, the criminals, the Maoists, the revolutionaries can burn down the federal building.
Well, I agree with Bob. Why are we going to
build these buildings? They haven't torn down.
Yeah, well, let me interject right there. You're talking about a much broader subject, really. I think you are. We're starting to hear this in corporate media, even mentioning this. I'm concerned about it. How concerned are you of the idea that we're staring at possible civil war in some of these enclaves? Basically, in the street, direct conflict on a major level, not just rioters here and there.
I think we're right there. I think there'll be next, you know, the armed militias, and there appears to be a black armed militia that's now headed towards Louisville. In Minneapolis, I don't think you could get the city council to take an oath of allegiance to the flag. I don't think they would do it. I think you've got attorneys general across the country who've been put into place by Soros, who would be happy to prosecute the police for any kind of number of infractions. Got Tom Perez running the Democratic National Committee. He is ex La Raza. He was in the Department of Justice under Obama, and he was the one who persecuted Sheriff Arpaio for various kinds of traffic stops when Sheriff Arpaio was trying to look for illegal immigrants. And and Perez was saying this was anti-Hispanic, and they were trying to get these agreements with police to stand down from a whole set of procedures and put themselves under federal supervision. That's Tom Perez. And the other guy who was running for heading the DNC was Keith Ellison, who was in Congress, a Muslim, a radical Muslim, and who did not win he was second to Tom Perez in the voting for head of the DNC to replace, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was gone, Donna Brazile was gone, the old guard is gone. And the Democratic Party has now been taken over by the communists and the Marxists and the Maoists. And it's a Democratic Socialist or Democratic Maoist Party. AOC is more in charge of it than Nancy Pelosi is. And Keith Ellison then goes to Minnesota and becomes the Attorney General of Minnesota. And he's there actively supporting the BLM and Antifa rioters that they want to portray as peaceful protesters with First Amendment rights. And that's why I wrote this book this ebook on my website, CourseyNation.com, which is the plan to remove Donald Trump from the presidency. Because I think once you read that book, you'll see that I'm saying this has been from the Russian collusion through Ukraine, through a Senate impeachment trial. It's hard to even remember we had one. Then COVID comes along and the Democratic states shut down the economy, won't let people develop herd immunity, and plan to keep the economy shut down until the election. We get all this violence in the streets, and it's not going to stop. And they're going to say, well, just get rid of Donald Trump, it'll be okay. Well, it's not going to be okay any more than they stopped when they tore down the Confederate statues. Then they tore down all the statues, including Frederick Douglass. They went down to, then they said, well, the churches have got stained glass window. They got white Jesus, so we better tear them down. And they haven't gotten there yet, but how about all the crosses and stars of David in Arlington? We better get rid of them. And maybe
Robert
even the
Lee's
flag.
Old
and,
land, by the way. That's Robert
yeah,
Lee's old
Oh, I
land,
know. That's Curtis
way.
Mansion. In the Civil War, the Union started burying troops in the front yard of the Lee Mansion, the Curtis Mansion, which was there in Washington and is now Arlington Cemetery. That was General Lee's ancestral home. General Lee went back to the Revolutionary War, to Light Horse Harry, Revolutionary War hero. And of course, that heritage is now all going to be erased. And when country starts erasing its heritage, its history, we're in a Maoist cultural revolution today, and they've come open with it. They're in the streets with it. And the way to win it, the bet is that they'll win. I mean, this has been architected. It was done in the Arab Spring. It's done in any number of countries going back to Bosnia. And it was done in Egypt to get rid of Mubarak. They did it in the same group, Soros in the State Department, with the assistance of the radical left. That Democracy Now! Project that was going on in the State Department, they pulled off the Maidan uprising in Ukraine in 2014 and overthrew the government. Final stage of that, sharpshooters killed 50 protesters, and then the country went insane, and the military got involved, and the optics were terrible, and the president fled the country. The same as Mubarak. And this has been carefully architected over many years, and we're living through it without realizing that we're in the middle of a scripted takedown of President Trump and a takedown of the U.S. Constitution. And the left is now all out in the open. They're not even trying to hide it anymore.
We're talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi. His website, Corsi Nation, C-O-R-S-I, CorsiNation.com, and you can get his new ebook. Check that out, ladies and gentlemen. You mentioned we're right in the middle of a battle. Maybe we don't even realize. What's the key? What do we need to do to win this? What is the most important thing right now?
Well, I think the most important thing, first of all, people got to get back to God. Got to realize that if we do become a secular nation, the loss of the Constitution and the loss of the freedom is only a matter of time. It doesn't succeed today, it'll succeed, you know, the next round, or Biden will win, and then there'll never be another election. They'll steal votes by vote harvesting, and Biden will win. That's currently the plan. And if that happens, then the nation, there's no place on earth left to go, because the left will have spread its lies and essentially Satanism, I think, essentially, you know, hating God across the globe. And, you know, I continue to think we're at the beginning of World War III. You see China and Russia joining, China's putting military now in Iran. Russia's been supporting Iran and Turkey. The pressure on Israel is going to be intensifying. There's any number of ways a World War III could actually become a shooting war, and a shooting war could very quickly turn into a nuclear holocaust. So, you know, every time you read Revelation or End Days, it's hard to think we're not there now.
I'm this attack on Thomas Jefferson just, it alarms me almost more than anything. To me personally, I don't care if Thomas Jefferson every full moon ran naked down Main Street. I don't care. He helped write the Declaration of Independence. This is the most important document. This is the jewel of this country. This is the crown. This is what they accomplished, the Declaration of Independence. And now school students won't even read it because they think it's racist. How can this... I mean, we're at odds. We're at, the push is coming to shove. I don't see how we continue without some major ideological battle, maybe physical battle into the streets to really solve this. I don't see it. Your thoughts?
Well, it's, you know, we're at the edge of that right now. And the desire to get the federal troops out of Portland, Oregon. I mean, as I say, about 10 states are under the control of the Maoists. And the states are lost. Minnesota, California, increasingly New York. I mean, is New York City ever going to open again the way it was? I don't think so. They're already re-architecting society to accept totalitarianism. You know, the next thing you know, we'll have to have chips in us that'll tell whether we've got the antibodies, and that'll be the precedent to... chips in us to determine whether we're acceptable socially to this, you know, new world, godless order, which will use concepts like race to imprison people.
There's the music, unfortunately. Man, this interview went way too quick. I lost track of time here, Jerome. Turn that music down just a little bit, Todd. Final question. I think this hydroxy story with the video that keeps getting censored, I think it's showing exactly who this is. People are getting really pissed off about this. I think that's a big story. Last thought is yours. CoursingNation.com, Dr. Jerome Coursing.
Well, I've created a tele-MD program to get MDs that can talk to people over the phone, and we can get, if the MD prescribes hydroxychloroquine, we've got a national pharmacy that can fulfill it, that prescription, and get it to you, mail it to you.
Where do we find that? CoursingNation.com?
CoursingNation.com.
Okay.
CoursingNation.com, the tele-MD program, and a tab at the top of the page.
There we go. We got to go.
And
absolute
and
pleasure. Stay right there, Jerome.
Okay.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.